This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Cardi B posted a video to Instagram claiming she and her husband Offset have split up and they just got hitched in September. Cardi said, quote, "We've got a lot of love for each other, but things just haven't been working out for us for a long time. I just guess we grew out of love. I'll always have a lot of love for him because he's my daughter's father," unquote. Hey, Offset, no more brrr for you. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald hasn't been able to conjure up much magic in the States, but that might not matter given its magical showing at the international box office. The second Fantastic Beasts installment dominated overseas for the third weekend straight, generating another $40 million from 80 territories. Huh, maybe Yanks can't pronounce the name of the film. Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas have gotten married. The pair wed in a Hindu ceremony at the Umaid Bhawan Palace in India. Chopra, 36, and Jonas, 26, first tied the knot in a Western ceremony. For the event, the Quantico actress is said to have worn a red sari, whereas the pop star donned a turban and traditional attire. Like all Indian weddings, it may be still going on. Golden Globe voters were in a political mood as they handed Vice a leading 6 nominations. On the TV front, they embraced the assassination of Gianni Versace, doling out 4 nominations to the FX limited series about the fashion designer's brutal murder. The awards group also swooned for A Star Is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite with 5 noms each. Congrats! Drake has settled a lawsuit he filed against Laquana Morris, a.k.a. Layla Lace, for trying to extort money from him by claiming he raped her and got her pregnant during a one-night stand. The rapper told the court they've come to a resolution. Layla, a former stripper, made the allegation during a radio interview and then went to the cops. So she started on the bottom, now she's here. Hollywood hit film Crazy Rich Asians had one super miserable opening weekend in China. Chinese audiences' interest was barely flickering for the movie, and by the end of the weekend, the film had earned a measly $1.2 million. What beat it? Chinese made A Cool Fish and Venom. Meanwhile, there's serious hair-pulling going on over at Warner Brothers. Ouch! Less than a week after comedian Kevin Hart was met with accusations of cultural insensitivity after throwing his son a Cowboys and Indians-themed birthday party, actor-singer Ricky Martin is being accused of cultural appropriation for wearing a Native American headdress in an Instagram photo. What? He was met with a ton of protests across social media. Wait for it. Idiot! As long as Shawn Mendes has been in the public eye, some fans of the pop star have believed that he's gay. Despite the In My Blood singer setting the record straight about his sexuality years ago, people have continued to debate the issue on social media, pointing to videos of his supposedly feminine gestures as evidence of their claims. Maybe it's not in his blood. Beyoncé penned an emotional letter dedicated to late activist Nelson Mandela ahead of her performance at the Global Citizen Festival in South Africa. "You made it possible for so many people like me to reject impossibilities and understand our capabilities in making lasting change in the world," the singer wrote in the Sowetan newspaper. "Your work and your sacrifices were not in vain." Classy. Queen and Adam Lambert are launching a 6-week North American tour following the release of the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. The 23-day tour will feature original band members Brian May and Roger Taylor, with Adam Lambert singing lead. It'll kick off in Vancouver, British Columbia on July 10th. Lambert first sang with Queen during the 2009 American Idol final. Cool. A fight broke out on a yacht full of rappers near Dubai that wound up with the party people being questioned by police. The brawl broke out on a party yacht attended by Future and Akon, with someone getting hit in the face with a bottle. When Nelly heard the commotion, he went running in to help the person who was hit in the nose. You know, you never hear this happening with classical musicians. Hey, don't hit me with your cello! Kid Rock is no longer leading Nashville's Christmas parade after calling The View host Joy Behar a bitch in a recent Fox interview. The parade organizers have decided not to continue with Kid Rock as the Grand Marshal, since the position should personify the spirit of Nashville. Rock's exit came after Nashville's mayor said he wouldn't participate if Rock stayed. Merry Bitchmas! Diddy is opening up on social media about how his life has changed following the death of his ex and mother of his three children, Kim Porter. The hip-hop icon and business mogul revealed he has a new role now, labeling himself Daddy Mommy. The music maker shared footage from a morning ride to his kid's school on social media, showing how he's adjusted since Porter's death. Maybe he should be called Diddy Mommy. We don't think 50 Cent got a Father's Day card from his son this year. When his 21-year-old son, Marquise, posed in a photo with the son of 50 Cent's rival, Kenneth Supreme McGriff, he said, quote, "If both these little shits got hit by a bus, I wouldn't have a bad day," unquote. 50 Cent and Marquise have been fighting since his mother, Shaniqua Tompkins, sued 50 in 2008. Sheesh! The Trash Bin. Showtime Networks, BBC, and the producers of a Whitney Houston documentary entitled Can I Be Me? Have been hauled into court by the late singer's ex-husband Bobby Brown and the estate of daughter Bobby Christina Brown. In a complaint filed in New York federal court, the Brown family is seeking $2 million for their inclusion in the film. Yep, Bobby must need gambling money.
The News Wrap-Up.
Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft are in a neck-and-neck race for the title of world's most valuable public company. AirPods are Apple's most popular accessory ever, with shipments expected to skyrocket next year. Netflix will keep the classic comedy Friends through next year in a $100 million agreement. Ryan, YouTube's highest-paid star, has earned $22 million in only 12 months, and he's only 7 years old. Suddenly, I feel so inadequate.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ralph Breaks the Internet holds at the top of the charts for a third week.
The number one album.
Meek Mills releases his first album since Prison, Championships.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the number one paid app.
The number one book.
Becoming by Michelle Obama is the number one nonfiction book for a third week.
Mark Ronson is one of the most respected record producers on the planet, having captured Amy Winehouse's immense talent and molding her into a superstar before her tragic death in 2011. He also scored big hits in the UK with two separate albums featuring cover versions and remixes of songs that he personally loved. He went on to top both the US and UK charts with his production of Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. He's currently a member of Silk City, his collaboration with Diplo. And now he's also teamed with Miley Cyrus on another new project. Here's Mark Ronson featuring Miley Cyrus with the Song of the Week. Nothing breaks like a heart.
We'll leave each other cold as ice and high and dry. The desert wind is blowing, it's blowing. Remember what you said to me. We're drunk in love in Tennessee. And I hold it, we both know it. Nothing gonna save us now. Nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence, by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart.
That was mega producer Mark Ronson featuring Miley Cyrus with the Song of the Week, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.